If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share. Do you currently, or have you ever known, anyone who you consider a fool? I know I have. And to be honest, as part of my work, I have to deal with the consequences of fools almost every day, which is as pleasant as watching a slow-motion train wreck on loop over and over and over again. Hello, my name is Ernest. Welcome. I couldn't imagine there's anyone, past or present, that at one time or another in their lives hasn't screwed up. And in my case, I can tell you it has certainly been many times, sometimes very seriously. And as I have said many times before, it almost seems like, if I actually believed in such things, acts of divine intervention, that I am here and alive today, talking to you through this microphone. Now, bearing that in mind, it's one thing to screw up, but being a fool, that's an entirely different matter. Because a fool elevates screwing up to a whole new level, because they specialize in repeating the same screw-ups over and over. You could think of a fool as someone whose screw-ups are at the PhD level. But there are a select group of people whose foolishness even surpasses that of the common fool. And they are on an entirely different level because oftentimes they're not obvious. So you definitely need a bit of advanced perception to detect them. Now, of course, I'm referring to the person who is actually following and paying attention to a fool, the fool's knowledge, advice, or insight. And that in and of itself is what elevates such a person to a higher status fool, which I refer to as the super fool. Allow me to give you just one example. A friend of mine I've known for many years reached out to me and asked me as a professional favor to speak to a woman named Cassie, not her actual name, who was friends with his wife at work. I agreed to because at the time I actually had a bit of free time and I thought I owed my friend a favor. So why not? After all, what are friends for? So I met with Cassie, who was about, I guess, 40 years old, at a quiet delicatessen, and I carefully listened to what was going on, primarily the difficulties she was having with her 19-year-old daughter, for around an hour and a half, only interrupting to ask a few questions so I would have a linear and coherent narrative to consider. Several days later, my old friend reached out to me and suggested we do lunch, which, always enjoying my old friend's company, I gladly accepted. So after a short time during lunch, my old friend brought up the subject of Cassie. Now, before I go any further, there is something important here that needs to be prefaced. Friendship to me is very important and deep, and all my friends understand that. But what many people often call their friends are very often, in reality, only acquaintances. And the two are actually very different things. Regardless of if the people involved are aware of that or not. In the case of my friends, it is automatically understood that when I am talking about counseling matters, whatever I tell them is strictly confidential. That is one of the expectations of my friendship. So nothing is repeated to someone's friends, family members, work acquaintances, anyone. And any of my current friends who break that rule are no longer my friend. No ifs, ands, or buts. And of course, that rule is mutual. So the friend told me he had discussed the situation about Cassie after his wife had brought it up to him. He said his wife was pretty perplexed because his wife said she had asked Cassie what advice I had given her. And Cassie said that I hadn't really given her any advice. She said that she thought I was a very good listener, but when she finished telling me everything she wanted to, that all I did was give her some very polite well wishes and excused myself. Is that right? My friend asked. I said yes. And why was that? He said. I said because there was really nothing I could do for her condition. What condition? He asked. If I could just take a moment for this pitch. Here's the amazing and incredible Earnest Man tote bag. Christ. Which can be all yours for a very reasonable donation by just clicking on the link in the description below. It's sturdy and holds a lot of ramen noodles. No, seriously, it holds a lot of ramen noodles. The condition of being a fool and a super fool. I really liked his simple one-word question. Explain. I believe this is why we have been friends for so many years, since I tend to appreciate concision. I told him the daughter was a fool, with no powers of introspection whatsoever, whose impulses were extremely and frighteningly immature, only obsessed with vanity, and constantly chasing the next new shiny bright thing. And also, totally could not understand why her landlord was harassing her for being behind in the rent. There were a million cause and effect perpetual disaster scenarios involving the daughter. But to summarize, she had all the social and internal awareness of a mildly retarded 12-year-old, but with the mother, it was even worse. Far worse. The mother was pretty much the same as her daughter in equal measure. But the tragedy here was that the mother, absolutely convinced that all of her daughter's problems were caused by the world, not her daughter, and completely doubled down to defend her and absolutely enable her daughter's dysfunctionality by any means possible or necessary. In very short, the mother was being the super fool. And in either case, it has been my experience that there is absolutely nothing you can do to help either one of these kinds of people, except keep your distance and don't become entangled in the bizarre web of their life. So that is the reason, speaking to my friend, I basically said little to nothing and bid her farewell. My friend took a good drink of his beer, thought for a few moments, and said, I suppose it's the same thing as not trying to help someone who's sinking in quicksand by running over and jumping into the quicksand with them. Exactly, I said. Hey, can you pass me the ketchup? Well, that's all I've got for today. I hope you found this useful or interesting. And if you have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.